Big Surf proved even more of a challenge for Barley. And there was still the sharp reef to avoid. Barley's final shots had promise, but these waves were still much smaller than the team had hoped for.
Having seen the potential of Rudy's camera underwater, I just know I've got to get it back out on one of these locations and use it in a big barrel, because the results will be incredibly surprising and totally unique.
4 months later, with news of a large swell coming from Russia, the team were back in Pompeii. This time the waves looked big, even with surfers in them. And expert surfer Dylan couldn't wait to get out there.
Well, we've turned up and we've seen a couple of absolute monster barrels. So we've got what we came for. And I'm pretty nervous right now because I'm about to swim that huge torpedo camera back out there. And it's dangerous looking.
The big waves had brought surfers from all over the world, but this was definitely a day for the professionals. Barley was going to have to use all his surf experience to get the shots without risking his safety. Positioning was going to be everything.
This really is a dangerous sport. Superficially, it looks a bit like skiing down the face of a mountain. The difference here is the mountain's actually chasing you. I'm wanting to gobble you up if you go along. Oh, no! This is what we came for.
Barley got into position for his first shot of the day. A 10-foot barrel wave. Capturing a shot like this leaves little margin for error, as Barley discovered.
Tried to hold on as long as I could and suck me over the falls afterwards. And this thing is so heavy, I was in the foam inside trying to get up. My right leg cramped and I couldn't get up for ages. I was just lucky it wasn't really much behind it. I'd still be in there trying to get out.
For the next shots, Barley's position in the waves was right on the money. Using the slow motion camera underwater had paid off. Here, for the first time, revealing the vortices created by huge waves. Then, the shot that crowned a perfect day.
I shot it, and I wasn't sure how good it was. I watched it back, and I'm like, still got shivers in my spine, because it's just probably the best shot I've ever got in the water. Without a doubt.
And here it is. Big wave surfer Dylan Longbottom, in a 12-foot monster barrel wave, filmed in super slow motion. The first shots of their kind ever recorded. And this time, Barley's exit from the wave was perfect.
And there's more from the far reaches of the South Pacific next Tuesday at 8. Next tonight on the BBC HD channel, an incredible human journey.